And now it's time for the Called to Cultivate podcast, the podcast that understands your call to educate, elevate, and enrich the lives of others. Please welcome your podcast host, Regina Coley.
Hello, everyone. It's Regina Coley, a.k.a. the Motivator, Educator, and Cultivator. And welcome to another episode of the Called to Cultivate podcast. Today, I want to talk to you guys about this concept of being deeply rooted. One of the conversations that I love having over in the Called to Cultivate community, which you can learn more about at reginacoley.com/community. One of the conversations that we have over there is often this conversation of what is a cultivator? What is our job description? What is our role? What should our mission focus be? As you're out in the world teaching and empowering other people, where should you continue to keep your focus? One of those concepts is on how deeply rooted you are to your ministry or your business or the work that you're doing. So I want to talk to you today about that concept. So as we talk about this, I want you to understand that the call to cultivate community, we talk often about a cultivator being somebody who helps others to dig deeper, deeply engage themselves in the work that they are doing. And we help provide nourishment. Just like a plant needs to be nourished, it needs to be in the right environment to grow. We place the people who we are called to serve in that environment. We provide nourishment through education, empowerment, enrichment. And we are mindful of the space that we create so that in turn, other people can grow. And we are part of that growth process for them. But before we can focus on what we are capable of doing for others, we must first focus on where we are deeply rooted ourselves. What is the foundation? What kind of soil, dirt, ground are you planted in? And we all know that we want to be fruit bearers. And if you're not familiar with that concept, it's a biblical concept in the fact that a good tree bears good fruit. A diseased tree will obviously have bad fruit. So we don't want to be disease stricken. We don't want to be distracted. We don't want to be people who are liars. We don't want to be people who don't live in integrity. We want to be good, healthy trees. And in order to be a good, healthy tree, quote unquote, we need to be deeply rooted and we need to be mindful of where we are planted. Oftentimes, if you are an actual gardener or you've just been somebody who's watched a plant grow, if it's not in good, healthy soil, that plant will wither and die simply because it's not placed in a good environment. If a plant needs a lot of sunlight to grow and it's planted in the shade, it's going to shrivel up and die. And I think that it's the same way with our gifts. I think that it's the same way with our talents. If we are not utilizing them in the right space and in the right environment, we will not be able to not only survive, but we won't be able to thrive. And we want to be able to both survive and thrive. So how do we do that? We have to put ourselves in the right environment. And what does that mean exactly? That means that we have to be mindful of where we are. Now, is every environment a good environment? No. No, not always. So sometimes you're around people you can't stand, coworkers you can't stand, people who have a lot of problems. You just can't take it anymore. It's too overwhelming to you. And so this is why people are not deeply planted. And I can only say that because I've been in this situation too, where sometimes environments were just way too much. And in my reflections, I've always looked back and said, what if I was sent there to help that space be better than it was? But I got distracted or I got weary and well-doing and walked away from it prematurely. And it's a question that I prompt the people who I work with as well. What situations were you called to improve, but you walked away too prematurely simply because you couldn't handle it? And so we have to be mindful of situations like that. And we have to look and see, where are we planting our roots? And is it deeply planted? Or are we just there and we're just like an annual plant? We're there for a season and then we're up out of there. We ain't coming back after that. So we have to be mindful of spaces like that. Sometimes we're called to work with people and it takes so much longer than you might have anticipated. They're not grasping it. They don't get it. They say that they're good and then they go back to their same old ways and you have to come back and help assist and guide in the work being done all over again. And it feels tedious and it feels like it's too much. You have to be mindful of what you've been called to do. You know, are you supposed to be with somebody for their entire lifetime, helping them through trial, every single trial and tribulation? No. I believe that you're called to send people to help them get from point A to point B, but you have to know what your point A, point B is and what your work limit is, or that's how you experience burnout. That's how you feel overwhelmed. I don't work with everybody. I can't help everybody in every situation. There are a lot of things that I can help people with, but not everything. I don't talk to everybody about every aspect of life. I love to talk about education. I love to talk about business or a mixture of the two. I love talking about children and families. That's it. Can I talk to you a little bit about marriage? Probably, sure, but I don't guide anybody through that. If they say we're having marital troubles, so I'm going to point you to some marriage experts that they do this for a living. They have programs and books and workbooks and classes and courses and all kind of stuff because that's their expertise and that's their area of focus. So you have to realize too, where some people have problems, they pull you into other problems, and that is how you end up feeling so overwhelmed. It's like, man, I just wanted to help you with this one thing. I wasn't here for all of that, those other things. So you have to know your limitations and you have to know your boundaries. So be mindful of what environments you are planning yourself in, and be aware of what nourishment and enrichment that you can provide to the people that you serve. And it's only going to be a little bit of this, and that's all I can give. Like, you can't give the sun, wind, and the air to the plant. Either you provide the sun, or you provide the air, or you provide the water. Like, what is it that you specifically provide? What type of nourishment? And then if somebody else has a problem, have you established a resource guide to point them in other areas to other experts? I think that's the most beautiful thing that we can do, is understand our own limitations and to be able to support other people's work by saying, I can no longer help you with this area, but because I love you and I want what's best for you, I'm going to recommend that you work with this person that I've either worked with or heard of, or, you know, you admire their work, and just point that person to somebody else, knowing your limitations. Because if a disease fruit, and I do mean an actual disease tree, we'll be able to see that they're shriveling up. They're not looking too good. And I think that sometimes in the work that we do, we get so exhausted. We are mentally drained. You can end up also, depending on what some of your gifts are, some of you all bear other people's burdens, and you end up going home, or, you know, walking away from a person that you intended to help, feeling their burden and the weight of their burden on you. And sometimes it is just simply overwhelming. And I don't want you to get discouraged in the good things that you're doing simply because of that reason right there, that factor. So I want to bring you into a space of mindfulness, because it's a space that I'm more aware of now. Like, what is causing me to feel this way? Why do I feel stretched thin? Why do I feel depressed? Why do I feel overburdened? Why do I feel like I can't get ahead? Why do I feel overwhelmed? Why am I still looking at a crazy to-do list? Because you got too much on your plate. Like, condense it down and know where your focus should be and who it is that you're called to serve and the thing that you do the absolute best of. Yes, we have many, many gifts. We don't have to operate in all of them simultaneously. Focus in on one area and really, really strengthen that area till it starts to feel like I can do this with my eyes shut. Like, start to focus in on one area. I know what it feels like to have so many gifts. I'm like, it's both a gift and a curse to have lots of gifts, because you want to utilize them. You don't want to feel like, oh, I'm not activating this particular area of life. You don't have to do that thing every day. What I've learned how to do is to prioritize a project. So let's say I'm gifted in dancing. I've always wanted to, like, put together a show that showcases my heart and art of dance. And if it's not me, I want to choreograph this piece. Like, this has been on my mind since maybe 15, 16 years old. Has it happened yet? No. But it's still in my radar that I have not done this thing. I'm not going to jump into, you know, just trying to jump straight back into dance because I haven't danced in years. But I know that this passion project is still in my mind and I want to see it conceived in the earth. But I can't do it all at once. So I've just mapped it out. I've mapped out the songs. I've mapped out the lighting. I know exactly what I want things to look like visually. And in the meantime, all I can do is continue to plan and prepare. And when I'm ready to pursue this thing, I can pursue that project. So I think a lot of times too, overwhelm comes from focusing on one too many things, when you can just flesh out ideas and you don't have to put a deadline on it right away. You are still deeply planted in your mission. You are still deeply planted in your purpose, but you're learning how to prioritize it. You are learning how to position yourself so that you can operate effectively or more effectively, because that's the best space that we can come from. Right now in this season, there are certain things that I'm good at doing that I still promote that I'm not actively doing every single day. But I will still continue to put myself out there as a person who can do this. So should the opportunity arise, I'm able to take advantage of that opportunity. But not every single day am I focused in on even business. Some days, like yesterday, I literally just almost was to tears because I was sitting back noticing all of the small moments that I have with my children. Like typically, I have my computer out again in the bed, which is a terrible habit to have, but I just wanted to relax. My back was hurting. I wanted to lay across the bed and work. All of my kids came in and was like, in my bed, can we put on Disney Channel? I'm like, no, I'm working right now. But I had to stop for a minute because I felt like the Holy Spirit was like, you know, if you don't stop for a minute and just enjoy these simple, sweet moments that you are so blessed to have with your own children, you're going to miss this. And I'm so grateful that I listen, and I listen for the sound of that voice that's telling me sometimes to stop and live in this moment and smile and embrace it for what it is, because all the rest of that crap that you're focused on doing, it's not going anywhere. But this moment right here is fleeting. And so I just stopped. I closed my computer and I stopped the work that I had planned for today. And I seriously just enjoyed that moment with my kids. And I just, you know, listening to their laugh, looking and really taking in their small face, because they're not going to be that age forever. But this computer and this opportunity to work with people, I think that that's a lifelong opportunity and it's a lifelong gift. And I feel like I will have multiple opportunities to do more things and more work. But my priority is home. And if I miss the opportunity to work in that space and be with my kids and listen to their, you know, 50 million long drawn out stories that they just have to tell me sometimes, I miss what's really sweet about life and what I'm doing all of this stuff for anyway, which is so that I can be with my family, that I can feed my family. And we say that, okay, I'm doing this for them. And then when they come around, they're a distraction to the work. I got to cook for y'all again. That's taking me away from the work. We have to be able to find our balance. So I came back to this concept of being deeply rooted. Where am I planted right now? Like, I'm planted at home and I'm birthing all of these businesses from that space because that's my priority right now. Working with children and families, working with mothers, working with homeschoolers, working with educators and people who are passionate about this work. And what has been reintroduced to me is a lot of ministry work that has focused in on this area where I'm able to serve. I know that service looks different for other people. Service looks different in lots of businesses. And you're thinking, you know, where can I create products and services that will bring in the income that will allow me to be at home? A lot of people are in various spaces where they want to be home right now. They are working full time, but they need to know how to convert their business into something that will create the cash flow they need to be in the space or place that they want to be. For me, I really needed to be at home with my children. And so now I'm reprioritizing my life based off of them and the things that we already have going on in our life so that that work is in alignment with what's really in my heart and in my mind. Everything has to be in alignment. When it's misaligned, we miss that mark and it feels awkward and it feels forced. So I'm looking at where am I planted and how is the fruit of where I'm planted now looking? Does it look like good fruit or does it look like bad fruit? Do I look like that good tree or do I look like that diseased tree that's overwhelmed, that's overworked, that's exhausted, that's tired? I don't want to appear that way because then we confirm for people, yep, being at home with them kids, yep, she's stressed out, yep, she's exhausted. Yeah, there are times that I feel that way because it's a lot of work. And I take it very seriously and I want to make sure that my kids get every bit of what I have and I've given to everybody else's kids over the years. I definitely want my kids to have that in their space. But also, I think that when I've focused in back on that area, the businesses and the products and the services have bloomed from the very place that I'm in now. And now my perspective is totally different. And I hope that that makes sense for you. That you can still do the work that you're doing. Yes, I can still work in education, But now I'm just seeing it from a different perspective. I'm seeing this from a different role. How can I support more parents who are doing the same things that I'm doing? I'm still taking this knowledge, this education, this expertise, and I'm just crafting it into something else to serve a different set of people, you know? And these are the same parents that I work with who are saying, I need some help with my kids. I need to be in your mentoring program. You know, how's the education aspect looking for them too? Because a lot of what they're doing is just they're lacking knowledge in this particular area. So I see it as all being very integrated. I see it as being connected. And I'm more aware of what brings me joy, what brings me peace, and how I'm able to find balance between the two. What can I do that's still going to create the cash flow that my family needs to eat and buy diapers and, you know, have clothes and little undies and things that we're replacing like clockwork because these kids keep on growing? What is it that I can still create for them and still be happy in business and not have moments where I'm pushing my kids out of my room because the work is just too much, you know? And I've explained to them too, if there are any homeschoolers who are listening to this, or, you know, homeschool moms, or just moms that also maybe not homeschooling full time, but you have a home education program and where you're prioritizing education in your home and your space, you too may find that sometimes you do need to work. You do need those kids to get out of your bed so that you can focus and get things accomplished. I can't always stay up, and I've told my children this. I can't always do 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning just because that's the only time that you go to sleep. There are times that you are awake and you have a whole, you know, 10,000 stretches of energy. And I just can't focus on that right now because I may have a harsh deadline, things that need to be accomplished and things that need to be completed. So I've had to explain to them the same way that they have to sit down and focus on their work and it has to be completed by a certain time. I have that same call to work as well. And I have deadlines on work that needs to be completed too. So they have to learn how to respect the working space. Even though I'm at home doesn't mean I'm just chilling all day. Yo, work is still getting done. There's schoolwork, there's housework, and there's work for business. All of those things have to get done. And so they have to understand, and it's a great training space for you too, to have your kids deeply planted at home as well and letting them know that I am displayed out in this world by the fruit that I bear. If I'm not completing projects or if I'm lacking or late on getting things done, then I'm always going to look like the person who cannot follow through. That's not a good place to be in. That means that people will think, oh, wow, she's not deeply planted, or I don't want to be planted with her. But where there's growth, there's beauty. People see your bloom. People see your fruit and they go, wow, I don't know what's happening over there. I don't know what that plant is being fed. I don't know, you know, what exactly is happening in that space, but I need to be there. There's that attraction there because the beauty of it, you're drawn to it and it feels like there's a space that you need to be in, an environment that you need to be in. Provision is there and you want to get in the midst of that space. You know what I'm saying? So we have to be mindful of that because to somebody externally, that is how you look. So think about right now how you are planted and how your fruit is showing up, how your blooms are showing up in your space. Is it someplace or a space where people want to be? Is it an environment that people want to be in? Because it should be bearing fruit. You should be bearing fruit. And that can look different for different people. Fruit to some people can mean cash. Fruit to some people can be engaged children. Fruit to some people can be a quality marriage. Fruit to some people can be 1,000 customers in their business, new customers in their business. You know, fruit looks differently to each person and each circumstance. So I will allow you to define what that means for you. I just want you to focus in this week on your environment, where you're planted. What are you feeding yourself and how are you showing up? How is that shown? I know for me, when I go outside and I planted something, I'm checking in on it daily. Is this thing growing? Does it need a little bit more of this or a little bit less of that? Like if we've gotten too much rain, sometimes those plants get washed out. Too much of a good thing is like too much sometimes. And we'll end up still killing a perfectly good plant because it got too much of a good thing. We need to know when to move it to another environment, even if it's just temporarily. Like we have to be mindful of the nurturing and the care that we are giving ourselves and we're giving the people who we've been called to serve. We have to be master gardeners at this thing, master cultivators, and knowing, you know what? I think you're getting a little bit too much of that. I think for this particular season or moment in time, I would have you focus on this, and we'll come back to that a little bit later when it's more meaningful and more beneficial to you. Those are the kinds of ways that we want to talk to people, whether you're teaching, whether you're coaching, whether you're speaking. They may be getting too much of one thing from you, and it's time to now switch it up so that it can be more beneficial for the people you serve. I know this week in my business, I've given my community a lot of written articles. That's great. But I think that they need more video. They need more ways to engage. They need more opportunities to listen to me. So right now I am bulking all of these podcasts. I'm bulking interviews that I'm doing for people for a new segment that's going to be on the podcast. I'm so excited about with guest interviews. I'm doing all of this because I want my community to have a variety of ways that they are being fed. And like I said, one way is really great. You've gotten a lot of this. But now I need you to get a little bit of that so that you can be well-rounded, that you can have the right kind of things and tools that you need. You can feel equipped to thrive in your environment. So think about that for your folks this week. What is the newness that you can give them? What do you need to pull back from? What do you need to give more of so that the people around you can thrive? Think about that for yourself as well. Where do you need to give yourself more love, more space, more time? And more focus so that you can be your best version of you. Because you only got one you. And if you don't love on you, baby, nobody else will. So give yourself that time. You are worth the investment. Your business is worth the investment. Your ministry is worth the investment as well. Share with me what you have taken away from this today. What you're focusing in on this week. Whether it's for you or whether it's your business, you know that this podcast is here so that you can cultivate your best business and best life. And I love to hear your voices and your feedback. So visit reginacoley.com. If you visit the website, you will see a gray tab on the right that says send voicemail. You can actually just click on that button and record something for me. Let me know what you thought of this podcast. If you think that this will be a beneficial message for your circle, the people that you serve, feel free to share this episode out. Tell people about the podcast. Come on, let's get some more listeners here and let's get some more supporters because it only strengthens you and it only strengthens more people to do good things out here in the world. I'm a firm believer of that. We all have something to contribute and we all have something to give and we are on borrowed time, you know? So let's do the best that we have with the things that we already have in our hand and the time that we have been blessed with in this lifetime. And let's just do the work that we've been called to do. I would love to hear back from you, either voicemail or if email is your jam, you can email me, regina@reginacoley.com. You can feel free to share any quotes that you heard in this podcast and tag me on your favorite social media channels. I am @motivateher, and I would love to hear back from you. Until our next episode, take care, be blessed, and I'll see you on the next show. Bye.